juice
I like it for a little while. You go crazy.
I already.
Do you have something crazy? I can't drink water anymore. I get.
It's gross. Juice in the morning makes you sick?
You know, what
as good as hibiscus cooler. That stuff is
good. Maybe it doesn't have as much sugar in it. So orange juice has so much sugar in it.
It does? You know,
it makes
to
me
fill?
Feel like I ate a candy bar.
Oh, now does this guy look.
You know, is to fill?
Yeah.
So good.
That's what I thought. And
Woo-hoo-hoo. Actually, it's not a bad black and white.
Honestly. Is remanar a verb, or did I just imagine that?
In your dreams.
Assume that
you made it up from a noun?
No, to remain. A verb, to remain.
I've never made it. No.
No wonder the kids always giggle when I say that word. They love to point it out when they're... Like, I'm always... I do things like accidentally I'll put an L or a la in front of a verb that sounds masculine or feminine because I'll forget, you know.
Well, that's.
I'll put up 10 sentences on the board, right? And I'll tell them, all right, sit down. You know, I've had to get really tough in this last week. The first week I played with them all week long, which was really stupid because they got really bad. The second week they were just like, ah! And so I had to scream at them all week long. And it was really awful because I felt horrible about it because I had to do shit like. They have a conduct chart, conducta, right? And all week long I threaten them with it, you know.
Yeah, but have
and
you
I
ever
get them, no, de semana en viernes yo estoy bailando poner las letras allá. E for excelente, M for mal, or B for bien, que es más o menos. No es excelente, pero es más o menos. Right?
That's funny.
And at the end of the week, this last week, like five of them got M for mal as opposed to the one from the first week. Ooh. I mean, that's bad. That means you have been bad.
All bad.
And I like withheld recess from several kids on Thursday.
Well, did you give candy to the ones that got excellentes?
No,
you
stickers.
Never give sweets, man.
Stickers.
Yeah.
You can if you
I love
them.
It.
I wish I could see
no.
one actually. You can give them out. Hey, candy, see
you
know
why? It on their hands.
You know what?
Excuse me.
I put
check
it on their
it
hand.
Out. That's the new thing with all the moms. No candy.
Yeah, but not in the Houston
no
school
candy.
System.
No, I mean.
At HMSD.
Come here to San Fe.
Right. Have an apple. Yeah, here at the private school.
Well, these kids, I mean, their parents aren't. These kids are so. I mean, their parents are so disinterested.
In them?
Yeah, and their education, because these are parents that have come from places like El Salvador and Colombia, and they have never learned English, and they have never been educated.
They look at you and they...
And they're like, I'm just waiting for my kid to grow up so that he can work construction with me, you know? I mean, in a couple more years, he'll be ready.
They're in fourth grade?
They do shit like... Yeah, I mean, they do stuff like they'll come and they'll take their kids off, you know, halfway through school to Mexico and never come back. And they went, like, I have a couple parents who still, I keep sending messages home with their folks saying, please, you know, in Spanish, call the oficina, you need to fill out this form because your kid can't have free lunch. Like, for my first week, I had, like, $5 to my name or something. I gave it all to the kids all week long because their parents were too lazy to come and fill out this stupid form, you know, an application.
It takes 2 weeks to... Process.
Yeah, it takes 2 weeks to process. I mean, how do you explain that?
Yeah, but is the
that?
Form in English?
They have a form in Spanish
well,
also.
Even if it's in Spanish, maybe they can't read.
Well,
yeah.
That's very probable, you know, but I don't know, because I've received notes back, especially from this one girl. You know, dear and esteemed teacher,
huh.
You know, in Spanish. My child, you know, has already filled out this form and... There was one situation, there's this little girl, I'm Alyssa, who doesn't speak a word of English, and every time I try to get her to say anything in English, because I made the whole class learn, like, good morning, goodbye, can I go to the bathroom, can I stand up, can I go to the, or time to go to the cafeteria, and the office, you know, certain terms that related to school. And she, like, you know, I tried to get her to say hello, and she'd be like, no puedo, no puedo. I'd be like, yes, you can, just say hello, hello, and I'd listen. She does, she gets real embarrassed, and she just giggles like a goofball.
Turns bright red.
She does, well, she would, you know, if her skin weren't like really dark brown, she'd probably be bright red.
Funny,
you know, you can't really tell when they blush, it's very unusual. But her mom, like, it was a horrible situation where last week I wasn't there on Thursday because I had to fill out all this stupid, you know, I had to do all this shit just in order to get my position secured there with the bureaucracy, so they let me off for a day. And there was a sub, and what Anna Lizeth claims and her mother claims is that on that day they brought back the application for free lunch, all filled out, and that the sub took it, right? So, you know, I find this out a week later. I kept bugging Anna Lizeth, you know, did you bring the form in? Did you fill it all out? Why don't you get another one? And I search my desk and it's not there, and I keep calling the office and sending notes, and they keep calling me on their stupid intercom system that you can hardly understand.
You have to tell students, never give a tutor anything, ever. Not even homework. They wouldn't let us give homework to the high school tutors because they lose it. They don't care.
Yeah, well,
they don't give you anything.
I know. I hadn't thought of that at that point. So.
Let me out of here. Unless they've just begun subbing.
Well, this
woman. Because then they're like, what are we going to learn today? See, I'm originally a PE teacher, but I teach math. You know, they come in with that attitude, and they go, I've always wanted to teach math. Now, what do you want?
It's gonna be great.
You know, and you're saying, we're on square root of pi, and they look at you, and they go, the what? So I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Pi?
Why don't we go out and run some laps? You know, I don't know what they're
doing.
I don't
think we can have pie till lunch, kid.
Yeah, see? It's distorted. They don't know what they're doing.
Well, this lady is apparently an old sub who, like, all the teachers know, and apparently she's very reliable. So whether the paper got in or not, I don't know, but...
You can't go and ask her?
Well, I kept calling the office and saying, do you have this form? And they tell me no, and I finally went in there on Thursday, and I'm like, look...
Where is it?
This kid, you know, she most of the time doesn't have money. I have to give it to her myself. You know, she's deprived of lunch. Do you have a form for her?
They don't have extra lunches left over at the end of the day that they will give away.
No.
You got to go in and talk to your principal about this.
This is a raging bureaucracy, and there's nothing that I can do. I have found that out. I mean, wait until you hear what all they've done with my class. You'll just be disgusted, but...
Fourth grade.
This girl... And so I go in there and I'm like, well, can you tell me whether the form is on file? Because I realize it takes 2 to 3 weeks to process, but just tell me whether it's on file, because if not, I want her to have another one now. And the woman's like, I can't do that. There's a privacy code or whatever. There's a privacy act, and I can't access the file. I'm like,
God.
What kind of fucking law is that? That you're going to tell me that, you know, this kid might have to wait another month and a half to have any lunch... Because you can't access, you know, her form. What's the deal?
They're just giving... I think it sounds like to me they're giving you a lot of shit for no reason.
Well, they really are picking on the fact that I'm new. Like, you know,
the fact that
really
you're new, I would go further.
I'm not certified.
Yeah.
Like, the teachers... Keep this last weekend. First I only had 15 kids, right? And the... Legally, you have to have 18. HISD rules has it that you have to have at least 18, right? So I'm the only permanent sub. I'm the only teacher who's not experienced, who's not certified, who just started teaching. All these other teachers are old hands. I mean, they've all been at it for... Well, Chris is the least experienced besides me, but still, he's, you know, he's had a certification. He's had a year and stuff. He's real good at it. So they do shit like... First they tell me, like, I find out accidentally from the other teachers. The principal doesn't even tell me. First she hires me, like... the Friday before school starts and expects me to get my room ready. And then I find out on Thursday in the first week of school that I might lose my job.
Yeah, you told me.
Come Friday, yeah. And then I come into class and they've put like all these third grade students in there. Did I tell you about that?
No.
It's really annoying what they've done to meet the
they split
little
third and fourth.
Technicality that they have to meet, yeah. They did a split level thing.
Yeah.
It's something for experienced teachers. It's not for me, you know. It's like really hard for me because, you know.
That's what I was doing when I was student teaching at split fifth, sixth.
Well, they didn't even give me any texts, Coop. I mean, I was the only teacher in the whole school who did not have textbooks, you know, because they were fucking me around so hard. So then on Friday I have 18 kids. I'm like, great, you know. And all these teachers are coming in and saying, well, my child is on your roll, but I'm going to keep him in my class, you know. Mm. And I have these three third graders, you know. But the shitty thing is that they pick, what the teachers do is they go, oh, well, this kid is bad behaved. I mean, he's really stupid. I'll just send him over to the new instructor. So the kids that I receive are the three third graders of the lowest education and worst conduct. Right. And so, meanwhile, in the principal's office, they're telling
sorry,
me,
I just got a visual. I'm standing in front of the class going,
You know, towards the last couple of days, I'm like, I put up a list of rules, and all day long, I went back to the rules.
On my
and they'd get up all the chair, and they'd come up to me, and I'd walk over by the rules, and I'd point to number two, and I'd just look at them. And they knew what number two was, don't get out of your seat without permission, you know. So they'd look at me and they'd go, just go back to their chairs. On the last day that I was there, like, it was so awful. Because
boy, you're a hard ass.
I had to become a hard ass. The people, all the teachers were telling me, you're too nice, you're too nice, your kids are going to take advantage of you. And they were. They came to where they'd be talking the whole time during the assignment. I'd be up at the board, I'd turn around, they'd go, hee, because they didn't think I was serious. And I finally got to the point where, you know, every day I'd have them put their heads on the table for 10 minutes, you know, with their eyes closed.
Quiet time.
And I finally got to where I withheld recess. And on the last day, I kept four kids after school.
Yeah.
You know, but you could only actually kick them over for like 5 minutes.
Well, I'm telling you, withholding goodies works because they'll get kind of surly if all you do is punish and punish them.
Well, I gave them rewards. I gave stickers, you know, to the kids, and I put excellent, and I gave stickers to the kids. And the ones that got good grades, that got 100s and 98s and 96s, I put their papers up on the board.
Well, there are other things you can do besides, you know, you can make up goodies. You don't have to spend money on goodies. You can have, like, you can make these little, do they have a laminating machine in the school?
Not in the school, but in this other lovely place.
Well, make these little passes or something that say, one free lunch with the teacher, or one free lunch to sit with whoever you want at lunchtime. I get to sit with my friends at lunch. Or think up whatever little privileges like that. If there's anything in the classroom that they really like to do, have that be a privilege that nobody can do unless they have this pass, and then give those passes out for good behavior.
I have an idea. Choose the Mr. Sandoval way of teaching. Take them by the hair, boom, heads against each other, or you can walk up to the chalkboard and you get really good, so you go and you practice on weekends, get chalk from the chalkboard, and you just peg it at their face, you know, and you practice. Finally, that man was fired, man. It took them how many years?
Oh, Mr. Sandoval.
He threatened little kids. We'd all be sitting in a circle, and it'd be current events time. We'd all be sitting there, and one little kid, Eli Goodman, would just give him... He was just talking. Eli was just talking. Mr. Sandoval must have had a really bad day. Came up. All right, you little shit. I'm going to throw you against this wall. And he threatened it. He threatened to throw the kid against the wall, and we all heard it, and we all...
Went home and told your
freaked
parents.
Out. No, because we were too scared to do anything. And we would, and our parents would go, oh, he's a great guy, and they'd go and visit him, and he would put on a bullshit, and
it'd be fun.
And no one believed the kids, you know? He was a man who would walk up to two little boys that were talking, grab their hair, and actually bang their heads together.
He picked Ken Romig up once by the hair, I remember that. Ken, who's like, was actually very well-behaved, you know, and really smart student, went on to be one of those overachievers, you know. Yanked him up by
the
little blonde hairs.
Yep.
We were all like...
Oh, but he won't do anything to the girls if they give him back rubs.
That's right. That's right. Mr. Sandoval had, like, the most
shark, man.
Unethical classroom I can ever remember.
He was an absolute fool.
I remember Muffin being terrified.
His daughter actually admitted it to me. I saw Sandoval, who is pregnant and has about... No, that's not just it. But I was like,
what did she
how's your father? I was kind of crude, but I was like, so what is your father doing right now? Is the man dead yet? No. I was just very kind. She goes, well, he got fired. And I said, oh, really? Wow. That's a surprise. And the guy he threatened to throw against the wall was put forward a year.
Eli graduated the year before I did. See, I didn't understand that.
It was a hush-hush deal.
Any sense. It was really weird.
Well, he'd like...
Eli's parents probably tried to get him to
his classroom was like...
No doubt.
Crazy.
No doubt. That man was insane. Definitely insane. Too,
what I was going to tell you about that really frustrates me is that the people, the principal and stuff, they say to me, oh, well, what you do with those third graders, you know, is you just, like, take them and put them, you know, with one of the smarter fourth graders who's very verbal and well-behaved, and you have them work as a team, you know, so that the fourth grader can help the third grader. But that's bullshit, because that just teaches the third grader with the lesser intelligence that he's worthless, you know, that he can't learn
no,
stuff
it's
on
not.
His own.
No, it's not. You can put them in teams like that, but you don't put one with one. You put, like, two fourth graders with... How many third graders? What's the ratio?
They're not.
Of
I mean, so they don't feel singled out.
Now I have like 5 third graders. I have like 22 kids.
Okay, so you have 15 fourth graders and 5 third graders.
No. No, I have like 7 fourth graders and 5 third graders.
12 kids.
What?
You only have 12 kids?
No, 17.
Oh, okay. So then what you do is you sprinkle the fifth graders out evenly. And you make the
third
fourth
graders
take the responsibility for teaching them. And you ingrain in them that it's their responsibility to help those little kids. That's what I did.
I have been, but
Can you say it's part of your grade, part of
yes!
your...
Yes! Oh, yes!
Corporate or
you bet.
Well, the third graders...
You tell them that their ability to cooperate is being graded.
But the third graders are just
they're
like...
They're getting a grade in cooperation.
You know, except for a couple who are real smart. Feel like, you know, they're incapable. I mean, they just feel
well,
like...
Well, the fourth graders try and lord it over.
And the fourth graders will try to There's just, like, give them the answers. And it's hard for me to keep track of that. You know, I'll be like,
Standing
don't
over.
Give them the answers. I want you to help them understand, but don't just give them
it
the answers.
It takes a long time.
If I can't teach
together.
These kids, you know, I go around to the third graders. I try to teach them individually what a noun is.
It'll start to happen by January. I mean, it takes a very long time.
I'm not going
to
be there until June.
Have you explained to them, like, the speech about making mistakes is part of life? That speech and... What's the other speech? The other speech is... Don't give away the answers because you're denying them of learning.
Uh-huh.
If you put it to them in a very simple way, and they get it, and they kind of go, yeah.
Well, what you want to do is when you have a group working on something, it shouldn't be multiple choice. It shouldn't be...
It isn't.
Something easy. They should have to
write
have some
out.
Discussion going on. Like, give them something to work on that there is no answer to.
But the other fourth graders, it's like, you know, they don't really want to help the kids. They want, you know, they're done and they want to play, and they get upset with me if I expect them to help
faces.
Third graders.
Tough.
And they don't have the patience or the psychology
yeah.
to learn how to teach the kids. Well, when you're subtracting, you bring the 1 over, and then that becomes 10, and then you have to cross it out, it becomes a 9, and then you bring the 1 over, you know. And the thing is that the teachers that had these third graders before, and a lot of the fourth graders really failed as teachers because they didn't teach them.
Did they?
They should have learned that in the second grade.
In the second grade, I learned my times tables. In the third grade, I knew
fourth grade
I
was
memorized up in
fractions.
These kids can't do their times tables. The fourth graders even. You know, I have one student who knows his times tables.
Hey, wait a minute. Neither did I.
Yeah.
I didn't know them either. I didn't know times tables till like fifth grade, only because I was a doofus. But
well,
no, I could not do fractions. I could not do fractions. And I mean, with as a teacher, who wants to tell them? Who wants to go up to this man and say, I have a problem?
You didn't really have Mr. Stevenson, did you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, I thought you got out of being in his class.
I had him my whole fourth grade year. And then there was a possibility the following year that he was going to teach fifth grade. Because our fifth grade teacher was leaving. So I was like, shitting in my pants. And I'm like, no! Please, no! We lucked out, man. But we got Mrs. Lindberg, who was like the first granola woman I ever met.
Granola woman.
She was saying, let's go on a field trip. I'm gonna go on a hike.